Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, gringos be gone. As a Mexico City nightclub charges Americans $300 to get in, while other foreigners pay just 20 bucks. They're probably pissed off that Americans are wrecking the vibe in Mexico City, and moving into all the formerly cheap and affordable neighborhoods, and pushing the locals out. In the West, it's called gentrification. In Mexico, it's called gringofication. It's funny how they don't like the taste of their own medicine and it makes them spiteful and, dare I say, racist. Up next, remember everyone, if you see it on the internet, then it must be true. Someone makes up this graphic showing the age that babies start walking around in their countries. What the hell is going on in Australia? 4 to 5 years. Really? I guess it's typical for you to remain in your mother's pouch until around the age of 4. Plus, in Australia's defense, it's a lot harder to learn how to walk because the country is upside down. In Mongolia, toddlers learn to ride ponies before they learn how to walk. Number 3, meet Kim Kardashian's hairdresser, Chris Appleton, and he charges her $200,000 for a haircut. You know, after the cut, he probably does magic to her butt. Literally. So hairdresser is the 21st century word for gigolo. Got it. In his defense, for charging so much, he's a billionaire. So her paying that is like buying a cup of coffee for a normal person. I'd like to see how large of a tip she leaves him after he tips her first with his schwing schwing. Moving on, looks like Japan is seeing a rise in Islamophobia. Yes, when you pray on the streets and get violent, there'll be people upset about it. Plus, somebody's going around and burning many sacred Japanese monuments, which is technically terrorism. I'm glad that Japan won't let them put down their roots by starting their own cemeteries there as well. Also, phobia means irrational fear. There's nothing irrational about fearing jihad and cultural enrichments. Number 5, when does the housing market crash? Because people still want to sell their homes at 2023 prices at 6.5% interest. Boomer's gonna boom. People who locked in 2% mortgages can't afford to move, and people renting can't afford to buy. So the market is stuck. The only way it gets unstuck is when there's actually forced sales, and since most mortgages aren't going to be defaulted on, the only way to increase supply is through divorces and death. And that's a slow war of attrition. Up next, here's a woman protesting for Gaza dressed up like a hoochie mama. And she's too stupid to realize she would be soaring from the rooftops in Gaza if she set foot there. But considering that there are almost no buildings there left after all the bombings in Gaza, I think she'd be somewhat safe. The people of Gaza should have realized that Israel was just waiting for an attack to justify leveling the place. They want a greater Israel, and every unprovoked attack leads to Israel's expansion. Number 7, here's some guy thinking about his old Nintendo games he sold for 10 bucks at a yard sale. I at least traded my Nintendo for a Sega Genesis first. Then I sold the Genesis at a yard sale. Luckily, I bought back 4 Nintendos and 100 games at yard sales over the years. Many games as cheap as a buck or two. Luckily, I never sold my Super Nintendo and N64. Vintage gaming is the way to go. I wish I still had my Wii. Moving on, people say this is how to flush your genetic heritage down the toilet. Not if you're black. Then you elevate your IQ and your kids might actually become the next Barack Obama or Geordi LaForge. To be honest, I don't care who you marry at this point, it's all the same. Women will treat you like a resource to be consumed. If you want kids, use a surrogate. But why choose to have kids with someone with a lower IQ in the first place? You don't want your kids to grow up to be morons. Number 9, looks like Thomas the Train has been kidnapped by Optimus Prime. Looks like he was very courteous, covering up his face so the drivers wouldn't actually have to see or hear Thomas screaming at them for help. Or maybe he's just tired and Optimus has taken him home. Newsflash, the Decepticons have freed Thomas and have made him an honorary Decepticon. It's just going to be hard to take him seriously when he attacks with a face like that. Up next, Colgate faces multiple lawsuits because they are found to be putting lead, arsenic, and mercury in their toothpaste, including ones for kids. Well, the toxic chemicals aren't going to get rid of themselves now, are they? Commercial toothpaste is poison, and don't use more than the size of a pea on your brush. I brushed only every second day and had zero cavities in 10 plus years, because I follow a strict keto diet for the most part. Also, new toothbrushes have a weird taste. Makes me wonder if they're toxic too. Number 11, 58% of young men say that money is the number one barrier to dating. Are they wrong? No. But I think the number one barrier to dating is dating apps. People are more likely to hook up in the past simply by meeting in person, and meanwhile most of the third places were destroyed or abandoned now. As for this individual, not being a ham planet might also help, as well as getting a proper haircut and having some confidence and pride in your appearance. It's not a guarantee, but it certainly can't hurt. Moving on, a Florida woman was found in a tree wearing a squirrel costume throwing acorns at the cops while shouting, "I'm the Squirrel Queen." This is in Jacksonville. I'd imagine this is what she's going to look like while assaulting the cops all methed up.
"I'm the Squirrel Queen."
Number 13, why is it that poor white folks have lower crime rates than rich black people? Maybe there's something more than just poverty playing a part here. Here's another shocking statistic. As a white man, you're more likely to be killed by a black woman than you are another white man. What does that mean? It's in the statistics. Up next, you have to be an idiot to believe that these two cultures can coexist, either that or an economist. Recently, the government of Canada declared that certain passages from the Bible are now considered hate speech. How about doing the same for the Quran? Because look at those lines that advocate violence against unbelievers. They even say to remove the soccer ball on top of a person's neck if they believe any other scriptures than the Quran. Number 15, do you believe the ex-Scottish Prime Minister when he says that he'll be returning to Pakistan because there are too many racist and Islamophobic people in Europe? No, he won't. His words are just there to get the government to crack down on Christians and any other group that calls for an end to mass migration. He's just gaslighting us. If anything, he's probably going to be bringing more of his family and friends to Britain soon. Moving on, well. Looks like J-Lo, a 56-year-old woman, doesn't look as young as she's been portrayed on social media. Imagine my shock. She's hit the wall, and that's not all. People are now calling this filtered dysmorphia, where people are increasingly believing that the version themselves edited for social media is what they really look like. This then pushes them to get plastic surgery to look more like the Instagram filtered selves. Number 17, is this peak male living for you? It's a great apartment in view, but I sleep during the day, so this wouldn't work for me. Unless I slept under the bed. Also, going down to ground level to play a live-action version of Frogger isn't exactly my idea of peak living. I like the personal space of a car, so it makes it harder for the enrichment crowd to stab me in the gullet. Plus, New York is cold. This would be better in Miami with a car in the basement garage. Up next, this Wayman wonders, what will be calling this body type in 2026? How about 24204 Ozempic, or just plain old obese? Here I fixed it. Besides the fat, I also got rid of that nose piercing and awful hair color. At least now she's got a chance of becoming an alpha widow like the other women and smashed until she's bitter with cats in her 40s. The fat version of her probably wouldn't have made it to her 50s without diabetes feet. Number 19, I can't shake the sneaky suspicion that it's actually the film and TV companies behind the recent meme about dumping streaming and choosing physical media again. After all, they benefit the most from it. How about just sailing the high seas? Sorry folks, we aren't going back to Cockbuster. It's inconvenient, and when I can just download a film or show in 3 to 4 minutes in high def from my torrent sites, it's great. I bought VHS and then DVDs. I'm not going to Blu-rays, no thank you. Moving on, what the hell would you do if you saw this alien outside your window? Besides feeling sheer terror, which happened to me the first time I saw an alien who paralyzed me, if I wasn't paralyzed, I'd muster the courage to ask it to get off this rock. I'm convinced there's a good chance that these things are actually us from the future because this thing showed up shortly after I messed with the timeline of my life and was probably curious about what I'd done. Number 21, a study shows that eating instant noodles 2 to 3 times a week increases your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. Eating anything instant will also do the same. Recently, I've been getting heart palpitations and I'm freaked out that I'm going to get a heart attack at some point. I've been heavily stressed out, and when I relaxed for a few days, it stopped. Then I got stressed again and they came back. I'm a cortisol and adrenaline junkie. If my content stops suddenly and for more than 2 weeks with no messages, then I'm either dead or in a coma. Up next, someone says that his new girlfriend showed him some pictures of her army days and he's so proud. He's now probably with her in her cougar stage and wasn't old enough to remember what she did in Iraq in the men's prison. Sometimes a woman's best friend is time to wash away the memory of her past sins. On the bright side, at least she wasn't getting run through by the officers back then. Just don't let her tie you up, my dude. Number 23, this guy won $35 million and he invested $500,000 into Wild Women's Wrestling. Can't a man just have some hobbies? That's only 1 or 2% of his net worth. Give the guy a break. Besides, he's clearly a man of culture and he's probably doing this to get the girl's attention so they wrestle with him in bed, if you know what I mean. For that kind of money, they should have at least brought him in as an announcer. I want a follow-up to this story. Moving on, the people of Great Britain are being replaced, as you can clearly see by the percentage of white British births in each region of the country. Brampton, Ontario, and Canada says, "Hold my turban," as it sees the fastest demographic replacement in history, where 80% of the people there were white in the 90s, and today it's only 20%. I would imagine that only 5 to 10% total births there are also white Canadians. Number 25 on the last one, people are saying that even with all that money, Bezos and his Belle are still pretty ugly. She's not ugly, she's just gone through the process of bimbofication with bigger boobs, lips, and tons of plastic surgery. Is it wrong that I prefer my women like that in their 40s and 50s? More plastic and fantastic than looking like a California raisin drying out in the sun. Also, these are actually good pictures. They look like they're starting to let themselves go since they got married. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.